You're listening to Purple Comedy.
Ah, there you are. Come on in, come on in. We've been wondering how long it'd take you to find us. Welcome to Purple Comedy. Lots of things to get through on today's show. I'll be talking about the Lion's Den, a little comedy club in Islington I stumbled into, or bumbled over, I guess. I'll also be talking about some comedy tips, really, how to survive in places like the Comedy Store. But first of all, let me tell you, I've had another little birthday. I am now officially, pains me to say this, I'm officially 55. Oh my god. Birthdays are like hemorrhoids, right? The more you have, the less you like them. I'd have 55 candles on my birthday cake. My cake alone, could take care of the ice cap. Polar bears would declare my birthday a national emergency. Oh, and you get to blow out candles, right? And make a wish, you know? So, I wish I wasn't so fucking old. I wish flared trousers would make a comeback. I wish they still made music that had thoughts as well as words in it. I wish they still made music that had thoughts in it as well as words. I wish you could still watch TV without being told you'd contribute to the obesity epidemic. You know, if you've seen these programs, they talk about how many of us are overweight, and they show pictures of people filmed from like the shoulders down walking the street to show how many people are fat. Imagine if you're watching one of those shows and you thought, hey, I've got a pair of trousers like that, and I've got some shoes like that as well. Hey, wait a minute. See? Double pun there for those of you paying attention. Wait a minute, yeah?
How you all doing there? This is Combo Willacock III speaking to you from the Swampcast. I want to talk to you about all this nonsense about obesity. I weigh 310 pounds and I'm in the peak of physical fitness. Why, sometimes I even walk to the TV to change the channel. Yes, sir. Now, my Uncle Prometheus, that man is fat, I give you. That man is huge. He's some piece of real estate. You know what I mean? He weighs 550 pounds. They had to take down the wall of the house to get him out. And not only that, they had to knock down the avenue of trees on the highway to get him down the road. Yes, sir. If he gets any bigger, we're going to have a new state in the union. Now, he weren't always that size. God damn no, he weren't. See, his wife, Liza, she's real skinny. You know why? Because Prometheus, he's fat and he's horny. Old Prometheus, he bangs that poor woman like a screen door in a hurricane. So she's clever. So she fed him. She fed him hog fat. That man can drink 2 gallons of lard at a sitting. Now he's real fat. Of course, he's still horny. But see, he can't catch her.
As those of you who listen to this program regularly will know, we're actually based in Inverness. But now and again, they let me out, and I go down to London and places like that. Anyway, I was on my way, to be honest, to another comedy event when I decided it was a lot further to walk. And I stopped, you know, as you do, and trying to decide what to do, I happened to notice I was next door to a pub. And it had a sign outside. It said, Comedy Tonight. Now, being a man of incredibly quick wit, I nipped inside and asked the barman, and in fact they did have comedy on that night. So this is what I stumbled into, the Lion's Den Comedy Club, great little club. It's really, they have a comedy car crash, and it's, I think it's a weekly thing on a Tuesday, and it's basically an open mic night, but it's a really friendly little gig, and what I liked about it was there was loads of acts and people doing it for the first time, and people falling over and not knowing what the hell they were talking about and all that sort of stuff, which is no different from everybody else, I suppose. But the great thing about it was a really friendly crowd, very supportive of the acts. And I had a great laugh, to be quite honest. And I did try and get on, but there was about 1,500 acts or something, so they couldn't fit me in. But maybe I'll get fitted in next time, who knows. I always like it when I'm fitted in. So do go down. It starts about 7:30, I think. And you can, you know, I think you can just walk in and put your name down and get on the stage and embarrass yourself, really, if you want to. That's what it's all about. And that's what really comedy should be about, you know. It takes place at the King's Cross on York Way. That's not far from King's Cross, surprisingly enough. And it's compared, very ably, I have to say, and extremely funnily, by a bloke who has to not only drag acts onto the stage, but also drag them off. And I do apologise if I've got this wrong. He did give me his name, but I'd had a few, you know. Anyway, I think it was very well compared by Tyrone Atkins. I hope that's him. If not, I'll correct it next week. So you can pop down there and you can see stars in the making, you know? And some stars who perhaps aren't in the making, but never mind. That's what it's all about, you know?
In podcast, Purple Comedy.
Oh, as I say, I flew down to London, right? And I flew down, I don't know if you've ever flown on this, a Flybe, right? Now, this gorgeous, drop-dead gorgeous air stewardess, she hands me the in-flight magazine, which, I shit you not, is called Flybe Uncovered. My God, was I disappointed. It's full of articles on golf and Italian food, and not, as is clearly implied in the title, Flybe Uncovered, photos of the air stewardess taken when she accidentally fell out of her clothes while serving coffee. Very disappointed. You should not call a magazine Flybe Uncovered unless you're prepared to back it up. Now, as I say, I did, it was my birthday, so from a little birthday treat, you know, I was on my own in London for work on my birthday, never mind, and I decided I'd go to the comedy store, which you can't go wrong at the comedy store. They had Phil Nickel was headlining. I don't know if you've seen Phil Nickel. I think I once described him as Australian. He's in fact Canadian, but he's a really, really funny guy. Yeah, chance to go and see Phil Nickel. Go and see him. But I went to the comedy store, and I don't know if you've been there, but you're packed into that place like sardines. And I was unfortunate enough. This is a good tip for you, this, right? This is a good tip. Listen to this. I was unfortunate enough to be wedged between a pillar and this enormous fat guy who was sweating and laughing in equal measure, I have to say. I think quite drunk. Now, it was fine. I'm not a skelf myself, you know. But this guy was laughing and leaning further and further over and sort of wedging me very uncomfortably into the pillar. And you don't like to, you know, to start anything in a club. So anyway, well, I ended up sitting sideways to get enough space to breathe. And then I inadvertently touched his arse. I had loads of room I could stretch out. So then I started humming, don't, it's raining men. And honest to God, I could have lain there and watched in complete comfort for the rest of the night. It was brilliant. So if you're looking for space in a comedy club, just touch their arse. Oh, here's another little snippet, a little... you remember last week, I don't know if you listened to last week's programme, but if you did, I made a comment about disciplining dogs, right? And I mentioned my idea, that dogs basically understood only two things, one of which was sausages and the other was a kick up the arse. Now, here's a word of warning. You have to be really careful what you say about our little four-legged friends. Because since then, I noticed, I've had, on Twitter, I think it is, and on a few other little and networking sites, a few, I don't know how to describe them really, I suppose animal welfare groups have been paying very close attention to what I've been saying. So the doggy mafia is after me. I would point out, in my defence, when I did suggest kicking up the dog up the arse, that was a joke, ladies and gentlemen. I also suggested in the same piece that dogs had the power of speech. So, you know, I think there is this thing, it's called humour, you know. But anyway, I'll have to be very careful what I say about abusing our canine friends, because they're obviously after me.
What colour is it?
It's purple, sir.
Purple?
Yes, sir.
And it's comedy, you say?
Yes, sir.
Purple comedy?
Yes, sir.
Good God!
Well, I've got a very exciting week lined up for me. Next week, on Tuesday, I'll be going along to Snafu. I don't think I'm actually going to gig, but I'm just going to go along and enjoy the night. It's now at Snafu Comedy Club in Aberdeen. Check that one out. I think I've put the link on previous episodes of Purple. Well worth going along. Run by the amazing Mr. Gus Tours. And the week after that, which is the 9th, I'll be appearing on a Laughing Horse gig, and that's in Soho. So I'll be mentioning that again, and you can check us out once more on the Purple Comedy website. And also, don't forget, there's the Lion's Den Comedy Club. I'll be putting a link for that place on the show page. So do pop along there if you get a chance. If you happen to find yourself in Islington at a loose end, I think it's a bloody good place to go. So I think that's about it for this episode. Please go along to Facebook and join Purple Comedy's group. I'm finding it very fascinating because this is the first time I've actually been able to speak to people who actually listen to the show. So do pop along there. Give us your comments, a little bit of chat, a little bit of banter. I don't know if you want to come on the show. You never know. I might be able to swing it. I do have some influence in this respect. I'm hoping to do a forthcoming episode on the Irish comedy scene if I can persuade some Irish comedian to talk to me, which seems to be quite difficult right now. And so I've been John Burns, and as a final comment, if you're feeling a bit bored, I always find a nice way of passing an evening. Roast a dog on a stick. Great. Hot dog I'm talking about. Sausages. It's all right. Bye-bye.